Five candidates are running for four open seats on the Burlington School Board. Each seat is for a four-year term. Board President Marlis Roberts is running for another term. So is incumbent Michael Warner, who did not respond to our request for an interview. Two other incumbents chose not to run. Roberts and Warner will be joined on the ballot by challengers Brian Bross, Deb Hatteberg, and Heather Brick. Marlis Roberts says she's enjoyed her first term on the board, and she wants four more years to see some recent projects come to fruition. One is a restructuring of the high school in which one principal and three assistant principals work more closely with students.
To have more established relationships, to provide better service to our students, to provide more identity with Burlington Community School District. That's one big change.
Roberts is also proud of the decision to move the alternative school to the high school campus, and she's a strong supporter of the new commercial kitchen classroom at the high school. She says Burlington's greatest strength is its employees, while its biggest challenge is open enrollment. Robert says it's not a lack of opportunities leading people to send their children to school outside of Burlington.
They never try our district. Our biggest open enrollment's at kindergarten. These are people who are just scared of the size of Burlington and or whatever other reason, and they don't even give us a shot.
Robert says if reelected, she would push for the district to reach out to parents and guardians of students in preschool or daycare to invite them to the schools and show them the opportunities available. Candidate Brian Bross has a different take on open enrollment. He understands the need to bring back open enrolled students, but he also wants the district to look at the big picture.
I don't know that open enrollment should be our focus, but our focus should be that we're the best opportunity for our local area students to get all of the possible education and resources that they need to be successful as adults and in their careers.
Bross says his business background would allow him to hit the ground running when it comes to the budget, facility needs, and leadership. He says the district has a lot of great things going, such as the renovations to Bracewell Stadium, the high school's new homeroom system, and a wide range of activities for students. But he says there's also a stigma that surrounds the district, fair or not. Bross says more outreach into the community could change that, especially for students who don't have the means of their peers.
Being more available to help those students, help the families, and being a part of that, I think, would improve the school district's image.
Bross says improving the district's image could improve student attitudes, which might lead to better test scores and improved work district-wide. Candidate Deb Hatteberg says she's well acquainted with student attitudes. She spent more than 30 years as a teacher before retiring. She says the more the district can do to help students outside of school, the better they can perform in the classroom.
The school has to do things other than just maybe teaching, reading, writing, and math. You know, they have to look at the whole child and maybe address some of the other issues that need to be addressed before that child is ready to learn.
Hatteberg says one of the biggest challenges facing the district is the budget. She says with resources in short supply, she would work to keep up with new technology for students.
A lot of the teaching strategies that can utilize technology will reach the kids quicker and have the desired results. The other thing, of course, would be making sure that you have facilities that support the new types of learning.
Hatteberg says she also wants to see better communication between the district, parents, and students. Candidate Heather Brick is also pushing for better communication. She thinks the district should make people aware of the good things happening, be it student awards, grants, or special recognitions. She says along with improved communication, the district must also look for new revenue sources. For example, Burlington Notre Dame asked the Burlington School District to handle the IT side of a new technology program.
And that would be an opportunity for the school to make a little bit of money. Those opportunities don't come around very often. So as a school board member, I would like us to really look at that and pursue that.
Brick says she would also like to see if there can be a new home for the administration, other than the old farmhouse-looking building in Perkins Park known as the White House.
I'd really like to explore that. The White House is an old building. I would be interested to know how much it costs every year for us to maintain that building and if that would be something that would be feasible.
Brick says she would also focus on reversing the open enrollment trends and on encouraging the public to attend school board meetings. The field of candidates for the four open seats on the Burlington School Board might be smaller than other districts, but the candidates say they are all eager to serve. Now it's up for voters to decide between Marlis Roberts, Michael Warner, Brian Bross, Deb Hatteberg, and Heather Brick. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.